Today, I'll show you some of Azure ML's text analytics capabilities and how to take advantage of modules that use VocalWebbit machine learning library to solve text classification problems and operationalize the resulting model. Here we can see what text analytics modules are available. We'll explore the VW module in more detail. Let's drag the VW train module to the experiment. Notice that it's a bit different from other machine learning modules. It doesn't have an input port for training data. Instead, it reads data directly from Azure Blob Storage, which makes it very efficient. We point it to read data from blob rcv1.vw. This is the Reuters text classification dataset, and it's stored in VW file format that represents the data as feature value pairs. The size of the data is about 1 gig. The VW train module processes it very quickly. You can learn more about the file format in the VocalWebbit library documentation. Then, to validate our model, we read in RCV1 test dataset and pass it to VW score module. Notice that we read in the data as raw text strings that are then parsed using the VW data format. We also ask the score module to return the label columns for comparison. Let's run the experiment. We can look at the output from score module to compare the predicted scores to actual results. Notice that the train and score modules can take VW command line arguments as their input. VocalWebbit is an extensive machine learning library. By passing in different arguments, you can configure which algorithm to use and how to handle the data. We can now publish this model into production as a web service. We save the trained model, as well as the test dataset, remove the train and reader modules, and connect the save model and dataset to the score module. We set the publish input and output, run the experiment once, and publish the web service. Let's try the new web service by passing it a row of VW formatted data. And here's the result. To learn more about VocalWebbit, go here. Thank you very, very much.